The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Now, over 450 motorists have got out of convictions and avoided getting penalty points by making a donation to the Court Poor Box since 2022. 459 drivers, to be precise, in front of the district court had their charges dismissed or struck out after putting money in the poor box. And to discuss all of this further, we are joined here in studio by Henry McKean. Henry, how did you find all of this out?
Yeah, so this was down to basically Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan published figures in response to a parliamentary question by Fine Gael TD Michael Murphy. So around 134 drivers avoid penalty points by donating to the Court Poor Box every year. And a lot of people out there are saying, you know, it gives people a second chance. It's mercy for a minor lapse. And there's a kind of a community benefit to it. Something like 1.7 million was donated to charities from the Poor Box last year. So these are huge figures. I met these people and I asked them about the Poor Box outside Leo Burdock's in Temple Bar.
I think the Poor Box is arcane. I think there might be one or two circumstances only where it's possible. It could be just or judicial, but other than that, if you break the law, you pay the price. It's simple as that. The Poor Box has been used far too much, and it's not so much motoring offences. They've used it for much more serious offences as well, and it's about time it was stopped.
So you think it's quite old-fashioned?
It's very old-fashioned. It started about 1900.
You don't think there's any need anymore for it?
Not at all, no.
If you've committed a crime, you should get the legal judicial punishment, not buying your way out of it, and particularly for motoring offences, because there's too many people nowadays on their phones driving badly, and they get away with it, and they shouldn't.
And you think they should get those penalty points? They should be fined?
Yes, I would think so, yeah.
What do you think of the Poor Box?
I think it's a good idea.
I also agree, yeah.
So you like the idea that the Poor Box is there?
I think so, as long as it goes to good causes. I think I'm a fan of it, yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that entirely.
And have you come across the Poor Box before?
No. It's the force I heard of it.
So it's new to you. Do you think it's a fair system that there is that box, you can put money into
well,
it?
Well, all depends on
all
the crime.
All depends on the crime. If you don't for speeding, okay, give a fine. But with sex abuse or anything like that, no.
And yourself, this is a personal question. Have you ever spent time behind bars?
I have.
I only had to finish in 7 years.
7 years, that must have been tough.
From my ex-wife got me done for aggravated burglary. Rang the police while I was in the shower and says I broke in.
And got them done. That's life.
Why did you go to jail?
Oh, yeah, I've done a lot of things since I'm a child.
Went to jail from
I'm in care since I'm 12. I'm locked up since I'm 12 years of age.
My brothers.
Your brothers?
Yeah.
And you've never come across the Poor Box?
The judge has never said you can put some money in and
get out of it?
No.
Interesting views there, Henry, and fairly mixed opinions. Just to be clear, this isn't like a physical box. I think it was once upon a time a physical box beside the judge and you put your money into it. It's not that.
I admit that I thought it was an actual box that you'd put cash into, like a charity box. But no, you go up to someone who works in the court service and you make the donation. You don't do it in an actual box as such. And the idea now is to give perhaps a charitable donation, and they're trying to be a bit more transparent about it. And we've been doing this since the independence of the country. It's been going on that long, and it is a uniquely Irish thing. We do it here. They don't do it in other countries. And, you know, as we said, it's about perhaps giving someone another chance.
I mean, you did speak to Councillor Mannix Flynn about this.
I did. Yeah, we got to speak to independent Councillor Mannix Flynn from Dublin Bay South.
First of all, it's at the discretion of the justice in the courts, usually the district courts, to decide what way a penalty would be or what way a conviction would be. If the judge does not decide that there's going to be a conviction in this issue, he may offer the Poor Box to the individual. by way of discretion, so on. And I have no problem with that situation whatsoever. I think that the poor box is of vital importance in the district courts and in where there isn't a conviction, but there could have been a conviction, you know, and the poor box is used. Many individuals come before the court, particularly the district courts, who are in really, really dire straits. Indeed, a number of judges in my childhood, Justice Kirby, Justice Delap, and indeed Justice Robert O'Hui, used the poor box, you know, very, very wisely and very well to take people out of abject poverty who'd come before the courts on very minor charges, you know, and had literally had not got the bus fare home and, you know, not got any means whatsoever. So the poor box, I think, you know, is very effective in this manner. And again, it is, you know, it's a penalty where there's non-conviction, you know what I mean, in that sense. That so you know, I think a sum should be set, you know.
How much should you put into the poor box and where does the money go?
Upwards of 50 euros is worthwhile. The money goes to causes. It goes to individuals. It goes to very hard up individuals in case who come before the courts themselves. Like, you might get a person who's a vagrant. You might get a person who's homeless who come before the court on a misdemeanor, and the person may be in an absolute appalling state.
And they might get some of that money.
Yes, if their solicitor who represents them, you know, asks the court or the justice themselves, in many cases would see the individual and direct that the court clerk would make sure that the person has a financial few bob to get home, to get a meal, to look after themselves for the day. It's not handfuls of money being handed out to everybody. They don't pay mortgages, they don't pay, you know, motor taxation.
But it's small
amounts of money, maybe 20, maybe 30, maybe 50 euros, that's given to the very poorest of the poor.
Lots of texts coming in on this, Henry. This works very well as a deterrent and it provides funds for good causes. Having worked in district courts for many years, I genuinely believe it makes sense once the payment is sufficiently large, having regard to people's means rather than flat fines or penalty points for first offences in particular. And you did find out how the poor box does help the homeless.
Yeah, and it's like a slap on the wrist. Definitely. I got to speak to this Scottish man. He works for an Irish homeless charity and he talks about that second chance.
I think it's a great idea. I think it's a way that you can practice punitive justice and restorative justice at the same time. I feel like it benefits society. Some crimes we don't necessarily need to lock people up, so it's a good option for a judge to say, look, pay 200, 500 to the poor box. It benefits the community and it's also dealing with the issue that they're there for.
For penalty points, though, should it be used for that?
I don't think it should be used for penalty points. I think that interrupts the system that's already in place. I think penalty points are a great deterrent for someone who is continuously speeding or whatever infraction they may be involved in. The way I've seen it working is I work for a charity, so I've had guards come into us and give us money that's come directly from the court, and I've seen that money put to good use and I've seen it benefiting others.
Lots more texts coming in, Henry. Get rid of the poor box and replace them with income or private asset related fines. That's what they have in Scandinavian countries. And another texter, is this not just a way for the wealthy to avoid punishment while the poorest go to jail? So not all listeners happy about this. And some do feel, when I'm looking at the texts here, that road safety should be more important and have more of a focus, and that the penalty points would maybe act as more of a punishment and deterrent.
Well, it's discretion. And I know some people have said to me that they were in trouble in front of the court and the judge said, could you please give some money and you can get out of it to basically a garter fund for guards who found themselves in financial difficulty. So, you know, it's discretionary. And there was a high court ruling in 2014 that said judges do not have discretion to accept donations to the poor box in lieu of penalty points. But it still continues to this day. And as you mentioned, road safety groups don't like it because the roads out there, they are incredibly dangerous. People are taking terrible risks. They're getting penalty points. The guards are catching them. They're fining them. They're taking them to court. And then what happens? It's a donation to the poor box and they're back out on the roads with no penalty points. Here is Manix Flynn again, independent councillor, Dublin Bay South. And again, it's discretion.
And it's at the discretion of the judge, and sometimes on Garda Síochána Conor, to be fair to them, and indeed solicitors and barristers may make an application and may ask the judge in chambers, would the judge see fit to give an individual who's coming before the court a couple of bob from the poor box because they're in dire straits. So I think that the use of the poor box is very good, it's very discretionary, it doesn't break any law, it is part penalty, but I think also people in the goodness of their hearts don't want the previous conviction, don't want to be, you know, have swipes on their licenses, etc., and are quite willing, you know, and relieved to give money, particularly to the poor. It's going to the poor, it's not going to the court services, it's not going to government, it's not going to central government, it's not going to the law lobby, it's not going to An Garda Síochána Conor. It's coming before a huge amount of people who come before the courts who are in dire straits, and particularly now when you have a massive cost of living, when you have rent increases in Dublin City Council, you know, as I say, it's vitally important that this service and this discretion is allowed to continue with the judges, and they know best. I mean, you know, there's many, you know, demeaning remarks about justices, and there's the many undermining of the judiciary. But the district court judges that I've dealt with in many, many cases and represented unfortunate individuals, you know exactly what the situation, and it's part of justice being dispensed. And I think that we have good confidence in that. I'd retain that box, and I would give those who come before the courts who basically have committed a minor offence in road traffic, who wish to contribute to the poor box or have a stripe on the licence, make that decision themselves, and in most cases they give money to the poor box. So I definitely think that this is widespread throughout the country, certainly with district court judges. It is not applied where there's a serious offence. It is not applied where there is an individual who's come before the courts with multiple offences, or who's before the courts on a serial situation. It's at the discretion of the judge, and indeed An Garda Síochána Conor can object also and ask for a conviction or ask for points to be put on the licence. But I definitely think that, certainly in my day and in my childhood and in my experience of the courts over a long, long period of time, the poor box was something that was widely used. Indeed, I remember at one point many years ago, the poor box was stolen from the courts. It was stolen from the courts, and there was consternation, there was shame, and when the individuals realised what they'd actually done, I believe it was returned with an extra few bob in it.
Judges know best, so says Councillor M. Mannix Flynn. Henry McKean there with a special report on how 450 motorists got around penalty points by making a donation to the court poor box.
The Hard Shoulder with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.